My next guest writing a piece in the New York Times about this, what's happening to thousands of children in the U.S. They're getting married. She herself, in fact, was involved in an arranged marriage at 19. Frady Reese is the executive director and founder of Unchained at Last. It's a nonprofit group that helps women and girls leave and avoid arranged and forced marriages. Frady, thank you for joining us.
Oh, thank you for having me.
You know, I do want to start with your own story. So you were 19 when you were in an arranged marriage. What was the circumstance of that? How much of that was actually forced, would you say?
You know, it's really often hard to differentiate between arranged marriage and forced marriage. I was raised in the Orthodox Jewish community where all marriages are arranged. And from when I was a young child, I always expected that a matchmaker would arrange my marriage for me with my family soon after I graduated from high school. So it's hard to say, was I forced, was I coerced, was I pressured? It's often hard to differentiate how much and figure out how much choice somebody actually has.
You were 19. How old was your husband then?
I was 19, and my husband was also very young. He was only 22.
Okay.
And we got to go on a limited number of so-called dates. We were never allowed to be alone together or have any physical contact. And we had to decide within about 7 dates whether we wanted to spend the rest of our lives with each other.
So in your case, did you feel it was a decision you made? It wasn't something that was forced upon you, let's say?
Well, I would not say that. I was 19, never having been allowed to date or even flirt before, have a boyfriend or anything like that. And was told, this is your option, and was under intense pressure not to say no to this match. Because I didn't want to be written off as the picky one. Matchmakers wouldn't want to deal with me. Was terrified of turning 20 and still being single. So, no, I would not say I had full choice. Nobody held a gun to my head, but I wouldn't say that that was full choice.
Now, he became a violent husband. What was that marriage like for you then?
Only a week after our wedding, he showed himself to be violent and unstable. And as the years went on and the violence got worse, it became very clear to me that I was trapped in that marriage. Because the religious laws and social customs that make divorce is very difficult, especially for women. And in that community, and in a lot of communities that practice arranged and forced marriage, divorce is extremely difficult.
Did you tell your family about it, your parents?
I did. I went to my family, his family. I went to rabbis, and everybody said to me, well, you know, he's a nice guy. He's young. He has a bad temper. He needs to grow up. Very little understanding of domestic violence in these communities often. And so I was, that was the first problem I was facing. Also, under Orthodox Jewish law, while a man is allowed to divorce his wife, a woman does not have that right. I did not have the legal right to divorce my husband and to end my marriage.
How did you get out of that marriage?
Finally managed when I was 27. I finally decided to go to college, was the first person in my family to go to college. And at 32, when I graduated, I had my degree and was able to become financially independent. I filed for divorce in civil court. I skipped the religious courts and never went for a religious divorce. And just went, as I said, the civil court where I got divorced and full custody of my two daughters and a final restraining order against my ex-husband and my family and my community at that time.
Wow. Have you talked to your family since?
No, they have shunned me. They consider me dead.
To this day.
It's a huge price that people in those communities often need to pay if they want to get out of an abusive arranged marriage.
It must have been a hard decision then. I mean, how difficult was that?
Of course, that was really difficult, but I knew that I needed to keep myself safe, and I knew that I wanted a better life for my two daughters. And so it was definitely the right decision to make, and it's a shame the price that I needed to pay. But at least my daughters have what I never had, and after that, I was able to go on and found Unchained at Last and help other women and girls who are in similar situations.
I'm talking to Frady Reese. She is the founder of Unchained at Last, the website unchainedatlast.org, and you write in the New York Times today about the fact that there are thousands of children, teens, getting married. What kinds of numbers are we talking about here in the U.S.?
So we at Unchained at Last retrieved the numbers in only 2 states. And over there, the numbers already were shocking. Looking at in New Jersey between 1995 and 2012, almost 3,500 children. And then in New York, similar numbers, even in a smaller time period. So that's looking at only 2 states. So we can extrapolate from there if we're seeing 3,500, 4,000 children married in the last decade in those states, then we're looking probably at tens of thousands across the U.S.
And how young are we talking about here?
Well, in New Jersey, most states set 18 as a minimum marriage age, but every state allows exceptions under which children younger than that can get married. in New Jersey, like in a lot of other states, there actually is no minimum with the second exception, which is judicial approval. So a judge can approve the marriage of any child of any age. Mm-hmm. And so we saw the youngest child we saw in New Jersey was 10 years old, which is absolutely mind-boggling. And that was in 2006. This wasn't in 1666. This was in 2006. In New York, where the youngest that a child can legally get married is 14, we saw children as young as 14 getting married.
Okay. And now, part of it, though, with parental approval, you can get married younger than 18 also, right?
Right. So that was the first exception. In most states, parental exception lowers the age to 16. And the problem with parental consent is, as I pointed out in the New York Times op-ed, nobody checks to make sure that it's not actually parental coercion. There is no process in place.
Okay. Now, why would a parent try to coerce their child to be married so early?
There are several reasons. I laid out some of them in the op-ed. There's family honor, controlling children's behavior and sexuality. Sometimes there's an economic reason for it. Mm-hmm. And very often these parents think they're doing the best thing for their children.
Is it almost always devoutly religious families that do this kind of thing?
In the experience I have of Unchained at Last, most of the clients who come to us are from religious families, but not all of them. And sometimes it's cultural. So in some cultures, arranged marriage is practiced, child marriage is practiced. So some girls will say to me, my parents were not really very religious, but culture was very important to them. Family honor was very important to them. So it's often religious, but not always.
So if a family decides to do this, in terms of the work you do, how do you try to stop these things from occurring so often?
Well, that's very difficult, especially since forced marriage is a crime, and meaning there are specific laws written about it in only 10 states and jurisdictions in the U.S. So that's often a challenge, and we need to get creative. Most of our clients are 18 or older, and it's much easier in those cases to help these individuals because they can go to a shelter, they can get a restraining order. It's much, much more difficult when it's a child. And sadly, what often ends up happening when the child calls and says, my family's trying to force me into marriage, is that eventually the child will go along with the marriage and stop working with Unchained to try to prevent it.
Wow.
Because the obstacles are so enormous.
One last thing. In your case, having been in an arranged marriage at 19, do you feel looking back that your family, that they were trying at least to do the best thing they thought would be best for you?
I do think so. My parents' marriage was arranged. All my siblings' marriages were arranged. Everyone I knew had an arranged marriage. This was the way it was always done. My parents' marriage was a disaster as well. My father was extremely violent and abusive. And my mother knew that, but still it didn't occur to her that marriage could happen any other way. It was so deeply ingrained. And I don't for a second think that my mother thought that she was putting me in harm's way when she arranged my marriage.
Do you think that within her lifetime, within the lifetime of your family, that they'll eventually reach out to you in some way to try to reconcile?
Unfortunately, I do not think that that's possible, just because what I've done in terms of leaving the marriage and leaving the religion as well, I've left the entire ultra-Orthodox Jewish community, is too upsetting, and I don't think that they could ever come to terms with the fact that I've made that decision. I think that if I ever return to the religion, perhaps, then there would be a reconciliation, but I have no plans of doing that, and so unfortunately I think that I beat it to my family forever.
Well, Frady Reese, she is the founder and executive director of Unchained at Last. UnchainedAtLast.org is the website. It's a nonprofit, helps women and girls leave or hopefully avoid arranged and forced marriages. Frady, thank you very much.
Oh, thank you. Yep.